Danny Fee here with the Social Agent Secrets Podcast, bringing you episode number 15. Just for those of you guys who have not joined us before, I am a realtor here in Las Vegas at Keller Williams Realty Las Vegas. And we're going to be talking today about one powerful YouTube strategy that most realtors are not using that if you decide to implement today is going to put you light years ahead of them, especially when it comes to search engine optimization and attracting your dream client. Exactly what we talk about here. So buckle up, get ready. Let's get that intro music started and get right into it.
Social Agent Secrets.
So the big question is this. With all the new technology like big data, AI, and automation disrupting the real estate industry, how are real estate agents and entrepreneurs like you and I supposed to survive, evolve, and thrive in the future of real estate sales? How do real estate entrepreneurs like us, who are spending money out of our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our expertise and services and things that we believe in out to our ideal clients? How do we use digital marketing to gain their trust and turn them into actual clients? Those are the questions, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Fee, and welcome to Social Agent Secrets. Okay, I'm going to make this episode quick. It's going to be filled with powerful information. At the end, you can decide whether or not you want to take advantage of this information, which is free. I'm just giving it away for free. Or you could just do nothing with it and continue on not doing anything that I talk about. I don't know. It's up to you. But hopefully you take advantage of this because it's working for me. I'm going out today to show $800,000 and up properties to someone looking to relocate here to Las Vegas. And it came from a video that I created a year ago. I got a call on a random morning about a month and a half ago, and they were like, hey man, we want to come out and check out this particular community. We saw several videos on this community, but we saw your video and felt like we connected with you. I'm like, great. You know, I introduced myself. Hey, my name's Danny Fee. They're like, hey, like, we already know who you are. Like, I know you. Like, I've seen your face. I've listened to you talk. Let me introduce myself. And then they started talking about themselves, which is great. It's another lesson. Let them talk, okay? Especially when they find you on YouTube or social media, they already know who you are. Like, let's discover more about our clients and our prospects and our leads that are coming inbound, our dream clients that are just coming in and calling us and messaging us. They're finding us. They're doing business with us. They're seeking us out. They choose us because we have put ourselves out there. We've made ourselves vulnerable to the public, to the marketplace through video, through social media. And it's just so powerful. And it didn't cost me anything but my time. It didn't cost me anything but a little bit of effort. I did need my iPhone. I'm sure if you have an Android, they take great photos. I think they actually take better photos than iPhone. But iPhone is good. I don't have the 11 yet, but I used the 10 for this, the iPhone 10. And so if you listen to this episode, like, you are going to see how this all makes sense and how simple it is. And anyone can do it. You don't need any special equipment. If you want, you could get one piece of special equipment, which I do use, but I didn't use this when I first started doing it. And it's a DJI Osmo stabilizer. It's one of those things that you put on your phone on, and it kind of like stabilizes the image. But other than that, all you need is your phone and a little bit of courage. You just got to get through whatever fears you might have about doing this, and some permission from the builder or the listing agent of the homes that we're going to be using this strategy on. So I want you guys to listen to this quick little ad that I put together. I'm doing a little self-promotion here, but it's for you, okay? This is for you. It's to help you get some accountability from me with this system that I've put together. I've been talking about it forever. I finally figured out ClickFunnels a little bit. I'm still working on it. That's why we haven't released the dates for this video challenge yet. But we have the sign-up page, we have the thank you page, we have the welcome email, and slowly but surely, I'm coming along And my goal is to hold you guys accountable to help you start taking action, because I truly believe the most powerful technology in your real estate business is the digital version of yourself. And that's exactly what this challenge is going to help you do. So listen to this real quick and we'll jump right into this YouTube strategy and we'll wrap it up. Hey, do you know you want to start implementing video in your real estate business but don't know where to start? Do you have a desire to start attracting your dream clients and know that crafting your attractive digital agent persona will help you do that faster and more effectively? Well, we've put together a challenge for you and it's almost ready to be released. The Press Record and Publish Challenge will be available soon. This training will transform you. Accept this challenge to get into the habit of creating simple daily videos that will supercharge your real estate business with your phone, text, and DM inboxes blowing up with requests from your dream clients to hire you as their realtor. So how do you get started? Go to socialagentsecrets.com and enter your name and email address right now. That's it. We will notify you when the challenge is launching so you can take part in this transformational experience.
Social Agent Secrets.
Okay, jumping right into it. Years ago, I was introduced to Gary Vee. Okay, I listened to his origin story. I listened to how he came up using YouTube. I always like to look outside of my industry at top marketers because I feel like real estate agents are a little behind. No, they're a lot behind when it comes to marketing in 2019, 2020. And, you know, Gary Vee's books from 5-6 years ago are like light years ahead of real estate agents. I'm just speaking plainly and truthfully, to be quite honest. But you got to model people. Anthony Robbins always said that the most successful people in the world, they figure out what the people that they want to end up being like are doing, and then they model them. Now, he didn't say that like that word for word, but modeling is the key, right? You're emulating, you're internalizing, you're putting your own spin on it, and then you are teaching. We talk about study, practice, teach all the time. So I was in the study phase. I'm trying to figure out, what is this guy doing? How is he using social media? How did he take his father's liquor store from, I don't know what the annual revenue was, $2 million to $50 million? It was something crazy. But when he started implementing this YouTube strategy, their business blew up. And it put Gary Vee on the map as a social media influencer. And that's how he got his start, right? So how can I apply this to real estate? When I look at marketing strategies that are working outside of my industry, number one, I got to deal with the temptation of leaving real estate. Number two, I got to figure out how I can implement that strategy into real estate, right? Now, I'm not leaving real estate anytime soon because I get so much gratification when we actually help people accomplish their goal. I talked about this before. I used to be in the bar industry, didn't get that much gratification at 4 a.m. when someone just spent $2,000, $3,000, $10,000, and they're walking out of the door just trashed. There's not really much gratification in that. Over time, it gets old. But with housing, with helping people with the American dream, helping people with their largest financial asset, it's just amazing. So I take outside marketing information, outside marketing strategies, and I try to figure out how can I implement this into real estate for my business to help me attract my dream client and serve the customers that I really want to serve. And what he was doing was he was reviewing wine, okay? So I'm looking at him. I'm thinking about how can I model this? He started reviewing like different vintages, different wineries, different varietals, different types of wine. And he would pour them into a glass. He would taste them. He would talk about them. And he would tell a story about maybe how the wine was created, maybe some history on the winemaker, and then he would give a call to action, which was like click the link to his wine library store and buy some of his wine, and their sales just shot up. How does that work in real estate? And dude, I had this thought like 5 years ago, and I never acted on it. I'm like, oh, all I have to do is then review houses. How simple is that? It's like this stuff is easy. So how do I do that? You make a YouTube channel. And if you have a Gmail account already, you already have a YouTube channel. You just got to go create your channel that's connected to your Gmail account. And so what was I doing before on YouTube? I was making informational videos like, you know, how to buy a house and the home buying process and the home selling process. And those videos are great, especially for people who are ready to go now. That will help you leverage your time. But that's not what this episode is about. This episode is about putting information in front of people who are still in the dream phase. If you listen to Neil Mathwick's episode, Agent Rise, he talks about this dream phase in some of his recent episodes where people are in this dream phase for years sometimes. But during that time, if you put yourself and position yourself in front of them and you have their attention, they start to associate you with real estate. They start to build a level of trust with you as the expert. And when it comes time for them to make a move, if they like you, if they know you, if they trust you, you got a huge probability that they're going to be contacting you to help them with their next purchase or sale. So how can we take this strategy? Well, we go out to, you know, the types of homes that we want to sell. In order to, when I talk about attracting our dream client, like if you want to be a luxury agent, this is how you do it. And I'm not a luxury agent yet. I've only sold $1 million-plus house. Sold a few $600,000, $700,000 houses. But this strategy is starting to help me kind of catapult myself into a higher price range. Because I decided I want to, you know, I like beautiful homes. I like big homes. Who doesn't? Like, who doesn't want to sell, you know, $1 million houses all the time? Like, answer me that. Now, there's some people who really don't want to. That's fine. I personally like beautiful homes. I like updated interiors. I like, you know, modern, you know, architecture and design. It's just, it's great, like, to me. So how can I take this Gary Vee strategy? Well, I'll go to the builders. Say, is it all right if I take some video of this model? Sure. As long as you state that you're with your brokerage and you don't work for our company, they have no problem with it for the most part. You got to get the permission though. And, you know, they co-op with realtors all the time. They want you to bring them business. This is a strategy that in the back of their minds, they know is going to help you bring them more business. And it does. Just like the story I talked about on the earlier segment, I am now working with a handful of people who have found me on YouTube from the videos that I made using this specific strategy. So what do? You get your phone out. It's like so simple. You drive to the model home. You pick an area that you want to work first. You can expand from there. If there's not a lot of construction going on in your market, find the nice homes that people in your office have as listings and ask permission for you to do this. If you don't have any agents in your office who have really nice listings, then start to work outside and just call them and ask them, hey, I'd love to promote your listing. Is it okay if I go over there and do some video? You can even, some of them might say, well, yeah, but you've got to make sure that you state that I'm the listing agent. Which is fine. Do it. Any opportunity you get to do this, do it. Because at the end of the day, people are going to see your face with that beautiful home and they're going to associate you with luxury or high end. Or if you want to do $300,000, if you want to do $150,000, if you want to do flips and fixes, this strategy will work for that too. You're going to attract a lot of investors. Great. Whatever you like, you get to pick your dream clients. And this is the strategy that helps you do that because they associate you with the product you're reviewing. Just like they associated Gary Vee with wine and he started selling a lot of wine. And there was probably particular bottles that he sold a lot of because he did, you know, he liked maybe, you know, certain varietals that he was selling and people would buy them. They associated him with that product. They'll associate you with this product. And this is the beautiful thing about it that helps you do the search engine optimization. So we're doing this community here in Summerlin South. And it's a brand new community. It has the modern design, updated architecture, beautiful, beautiful straight edges, contemporary, simplistic. That's another thing too. By doing this, you get more educated on the products in your marketplace. We talk about study, practice, teach. I'm studying. I'm practicing by creating these videos. And I'm educating my clients at the same time. I'm educating myself, though. The highest level of learning is teaching. You're teaching, ultimately, by doing this strategy. You're teaching and educating on these products, these model homes, these listings in your market. And that's what the best form of trust building is. It's education. This is one of the ways to do it. So we'll go to the communities. It could be a Toll Brothers, it could be Pulte, it could be Richmond American, you know, anyone that you're going to, You're going and you're doing a video. I like to start off saying, hey, this is Danny with the house in the background, beautiful home in the background. I'm over here at such and such community today. Today, we're going to be taking you through this particular model. And let's go ahead and get started. That's it. So simple, right? You just start at the beginning. Tell them that you're with whatever brokers you're with. Tell them what you're doing, showing them this particular model. And then go in and show them the model, right? Turn the camera around and you start walking through the property. And in the beginning, your videos are going to suck. I'm just going to be straight up. Unless you've got like an amazing eye and you already have a background in doing video, they're not going to be the best. But it's so much better than nothing. Trust me, you will get better. When you look at your videos, your brain will automatically do things that help you get better angles, slow down in certain places, get a better panning, like going side to side of the living space or the kitchen or the bathrooms. You'll probably end up getting a stabilizer like the DJI Osmo that I did to help the frame stay stable when you're walking. Just not so choppy going up and down. And it's just great. Like, you can even speed it up a little bit if you want to, or slow it down using the InShot app or the iMovie app, because you're going to ultimately want to edit the video a little bit just by putting it in there and doing a voiceover. You could do the voiceover while you're walking and just talk about, you know, the different things. But one of the things I like to do is just upload the video into InShot after I'm done recording it. And this is all done on my iPhone. You just open up InShot, you import the video from your photos, and then you turn the volume off and you do a voiceover while you're walking through. I usually get a printout of that particular model. And as I'm walking through, I just explain the features that are on the printout. And I record it on my phone right in the InShot app. There's a way to do a voice recording as a voiceover on the video. So it does two things. It allows people to see the home, see the model home, and allows them to get familiar with you, mainly through voice. Now, they'll see you in the beginning of the video because you're turning the phone around, you're putting your face on it with that beautiful house in the background, but, you know, they're getting familiar with you, they're starting to associate you, and you can do little calls to action in these videos. So this is very important, and you might not do this in the beginning, but I'm telling you right now, just go ahead and start with this, because this is what helps you get people to call you. Is the thing about brand new homes is that prices change all the time. Okay. Different phases, different building phases, the base price changes, materials change, labor costs change. So you might record a video a year ago and the price might be at a certain point, but when a person calls you in a year, it's probably going to be different. Lot premiums different. Upgrades on the interior different. And so one of the things you say when you're walking through, hey, like as you're explaining, this upgrade, whether or not that feature's included, whether or not it's an upgrade, you can say, hey, listen, you know, the pricing on all of this stuff changes. So if you're watching this video at a later date, which most likely they will be, just make sure you give me a call and I can get you the updated price sheet for the upgrades in this particular model, as long as it's still available. Okay, so that's your call to action. And you can put your phone number on InShot while you're saying that portion and just, you know, let people know what your phone number is. You can put it in the caption section on YouTube. There's so much that you can do. You can get the printout and turn it into a PDF, upload it into Google Drive and put that link in there for them to download. Here in my MLS, we have a new home search website that is automatically connected to every single agent if they want to set it up. It's crazy. A lot of agents don't know this, but it's called showingnew.com. It comes free with our MLS here in Vegas. And you can literally find pretty much any model home that's being built and attach it to you and make it your own custom personal website to where all of the links and phone numbers come straight to you. So I usually get the particular model and put that in the link, put that in the caption section on YouTube as well. But here's what it does. When people go to the model homes, sometimes they register, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're looking them up online and they want to see what it looks like inside. So What they do is they'll do a Google search of that particular model in that particular community. And when they do that, if you're one of the people who created this YouTube video for that model, you're going to pop up first. This is why a lot of my videos organically, just because when you do the title, all you have to do is put the model. I like to start with the model name, then the community, then the builder, then, you know, maybe the area. So Summerlin home for sale. And then like if it's a 55 plus community, I'll put that in there. You only get 100 characters on the title on YouTube. But then you can type out a quick description and leave some links and more calls to action in that description. And then you post it. You can take a nice photo of the front of the home when you're there and make that your cover image. And you can use Canva or you can use Adobe Spark and, you know, kind of make that cover video have the model name and the community name and the builder name on that cover image. So when people see the YouTube video, they know that they're going to be clicking on the right thing. Always going to, these are little deep tactics and strategies that are just going to help you get more eyeballs. Attention is currency, and this is one of the ways to get attention for free and allow people to associate you with the products you want to sell, with the beautiful homes you want to sell. And that's what I'm talking about when I mean attracting your dream client. Okay? So pick the area you want to work and do this in your area. You know, if there's $800,000 listings, you can do this for those types of listings too. And when they sell, well, people still will look at those homes. You know, when you're doing the title, make sure you just list the community of that home, even if it's a fully already developed all resale community, because you're going to start search engine optimizing for that community when people type that community in and are looking for homes. They might see the home that you reviewed 2 years ago, but now they're going to associate you with someone who's done their research in this neighborhood on at least one particular home. And I like to do all the models that I can for every community. Why is that powerful? Because after that community sells out, you're still positioning yourself as an expert in that community. And you're giving people a review and a walkthrough of what the models look like even 10 years down the line. So when people are trying to figure out what model this is or what builder this is, they're going to see your YouTube videos. And if you're one of the first ones to jump on it, you're probably going to get the most views and you're probably going to be the number one or number two or even number three video for that community even 10 years down the line. So the people who adopt this strategy now are going to position themselves the best. Okay? It is so powerful and not too many realtors are doing this at all. And it's the best thing that you can possibly do to search engine optimize, organically get views through search without having to pay for it. And it's really cheap to boost these videos on Google Ads as well if you want. But all the videos I haven't boosted yet. But they're getting like 2,000-3,000 views. And it's because people are actively searching in Vegas. They're doing the research already anyways online. We're in a different ball game. Real estate is done differently these days, okay? This is the new way of doing real estate. And attention is paramount. This is one of the ways to attract attention, okay? Of course, when you go and sign up on socialagentsecrets.com, I can talk about all these deep strategies and all of these small little tactics, but if you don't start doing the video first, it's not gonna matter anyway. And that's why we put together the 21-day challenge, so you can just start getting comfortable. Guys, I sucked at video when I started. I'm still not really the best. There's a bunch of people out there that are better than me, but the difference is I'm doing it consistently and I'm showing up every day. And when you join this challenge, I'm gonna hold you accountable, okay? So you're going to be doing this 21 days in a row, and hopefully you form a habit from it. You get more comfortable with it and you start doing it every day too. And now each day there's going to be an activity. There's going to be an assignment. It might pertain to Instagram that day. It might be LinkedIn. It might be YouTube. But we're going to go over the basics of just starting to get in the habit of doing some sort of video. And then down the line, I'll be hitting you up with new courses that I'm creating that actually do walk-bys and step-by-steps on these little strategies that I'm talking about, like how you can use Google AdWords to get 50,000 views for like $5 or $10 a day for, you know, a week or two in a row. Oh my gosh, it's just so powerful. But the key is you have to start with video. You have to start doing this. You have to become vulnerable enough and break through the fear with the courage that I know that each and every single one of you have deep down inside to just say enough is enough. I'm going to do it. And it feels weird when you're driving up to the communities and you got your phone in your pocket and you know what you're going to be doing. And it's like, it feels awkward. Well, what do you do if there's people in the home walking and touring? Don't get them in the video, right? And just try to get in a home when it's empty. Walk through it. You know, get the permission of the sales rep there. And, or if it's a listing, it's probably already going to be vacant. But ultimately, the strategy is start reviewing properties. Start doing video walkthroughs of property and then doing a voiceover explaining the features and benefit of that property. Start telling the story of that property. Start providing as much value as possible on these homes that, you know, ultimately you want to be selling. Pick whichever kind of homes, pick whichever community you want, and start creating content around these houses. You know, Zillow blew up because they used the listing data that was syndicated from our MLS feeds to show houses. And that's what people want to do. They like to look at houses, especially when they're in that dream phase, you know, and when they're ready to buy, they go to Zillow, and the agents that are paying to be on Zillow are the ones that a lot of them are buying with. But this is how you position yourself. You're not reliant on a company to generate your leads. You're not reliant. And once you give up that dependence, if you have it, and you become more independent with your lead generation and marketing strategies, like, you're in full control. You get to determine your destiny, and it's the most powerful thing in the world. So I hope that strategy helped you. Of course, we can deep dive into more details, but the general gist of it is to go to the properties and the communities that you would love to sell homes in and start doing video reviews, video walkthroughs of them. Post them on YouTube with the model name, the community name, the builder's name, the city name, and the word for sale, home for sale, in that title, and a description in the caption section. I promise you, you're going to start getting organic views because there are people out there searching for these communities every single day. There are people out there on Google that want to find more information, and if you're the one providing that information, by using this simple strategy, you will be positioning yourself to have a way better chance to attract your dream client. Hope you guys have an amazing day and start implementing this strategy today. Don't forget, go to socialagentsecrets.com and sign up for the 21-day press, record, and publish challenge. Right now, you sign up. We're going to send you a thank you page. We're going to send you a welcome email, and we're going to be letting you know when those dates to get started for enrollment are announced. Have a wonderful day. Go out there, create some video, craft your digital agent persona, and we'll see you on the next podcast.
Social Agent Secrets.